Welcome to another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Vlorn, and here he is, our producer and engineer, last 55, 60 years, Stephen the Man Shaldone.
Hey there.
How we doing?
I am well. How are you?
I'm doing good. You know, I like the beginning of fall, so September is a kind of good time for me.
Right.
I know even the road's a little more traffic, right?
Well, it's a break from that. The kids are back in school.
Yeah, that's true.
The parents are happy.
I guess that's true. I mean, I think for me, you know, I just like the idea that it's cooler out. And I even, you know, it's starting to get darker earlier, too.
Yep.
I don't know. It's kind of weird.
I know. That's kind of weird.
Yeah,
I like opening the windows.
Yeah.
I like not having the air conditioning running.
And also, Sheldon, last week, you know where I was? Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh.
I had a meeting at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Sheldon. Not about us going in, so don't worry.
Okay.
Don't worry. But they want us to do the show from there one time.
Oh, that would be cool.
I think it'll be fun. Let's go, man. I'm
Expense
there.
Expense account.
Let's go. Go down there, man. I love it. I'm going to play Jimi Hendrix's guitar. But, you know, interesting, this September always reminds me of, like, new times, new focus, because we have a lot of New Years. We have January's a new year. We have Advent being a new year for us liturgically. And now, you know, this is like a new year, September. So it's a time to focus, time to think of goals and priorities and take a look at that. That's what we're looking at on Religion and Rock, you know, new beginning. So how September is kind of a new beginning in a beautiful way, kind of saying to us, all right, what are you going to do this year? How's it going to work out? And it's a funny thing. September always feels weird in the beginning to me. But then after like 3 or 4 days, it's like, all right, September, let's go.
It's
time
there.
To get there.
Done.
So I like that. And I also like the idea that we have like a bunch of things to do. So that's kind of a cool thing. So we're looking at new beginnings, celebrating new beginnings, and recognizing that, you know, in the midst of a new beginning, though it might be a bit drudgery saying, no more beach, what, are you kidding? God is still with us, you know, and that's what really matters ultimately. To start us off, this is Led Zeppelin. It's called 10 Years Gone.
Again, it will be. Though the course may change sometimes, rivers always reach the sea. That's all right with me. In the midst, I think of you and how it used to be. We'll be right back.
looked up the first time.
It is kind of amazing how you blink your eyes and so many years pass by, right? That's an incredible thing when you kind of take a look back. I mean, any of us could probably think back to the first day of school. Can you think back to your first day of kindergarten? I can certainly think back to mine. I can think about marching in the kindergarten parade and going into Precious Blood School in Astoria wearing a paper hat. I can remember back that far. It's incredible. And that was, you know, 50-something years ago. It was a long time ago. You know, it's interesting when you think about it, like in our lives, you know, we develop and we grow. And as that happens, you know, our understanding of ourselves, our understanding of God changes. And I think there's something really good about that. Hopefully, as we've grown, so has our faith and so has our own spirituality. So we don't have, you know, a 7-year-old or a 6-year-old concept of who God is, you know, like the big long white beard kind of person. You know, like you want to try to say, well, there's a lot more going on here than that. You know, it's a lot more than that. And where is God in our lives? You know, we don't often think about that stuff, but I think deep thinking is not a bad thing. You know, meditating a little bit on this stuff is not a bad thing. But contemplation, thinking it through, you know, there's something good about that. I think we have to do that in our lives now and then to kind of develop a sense of spirituality, and it's a good place to deepen things and a good time of the year to do just the same. Hey, here's Cream. This is called Crossroads.
Crossroads. so believe I'm sinking down.
Crossroads, well, that's certainly part of every new beginning is a way to kind of take a look at our lives, you know, the crossroads of our lives. Sometimes it happens where we're not planning and we're at a crossroads, right? You know, we get some kind of terrible diagnosis or some kind of thing happens to us and we have to kind of make a decision pretty fast. But other times, I think we have an opportunity to really think about our lives and to kind of take a look at our lives. And that's where it's kind of good, you know, in the spiritual life, they have a thing called spiritual direction, where you go and actually speak to somebody about where your life is heading and what's going on in your spiritual life and kind of to map it out a little bit. It's always good to have somebody to talk to. And those kinds of things are really great. I mean, maybe you're part of a group, maybe a support group in some way, or you're part of a 12-step group, AA or something like that. Those things are great opportunities because I think they helped us to see we're not alone, and they helped us to see that at the crossroads of our life, God is with us, challenging us a little bit and also pushing us along a little bit to figure out which way to go. I always think of this when I hear this song. I always think of The Wizard of Oz, you know, where Dorothy comes up and the Scarecrow's right there at the crossroad. And he's like, well, you know, follow the yellow brick road. But both of them are yellow brick. Like, what am I supposed to do, you know? And I think that's the truth in our own lives. Like, both of our lives, both of the choices we make, most of the choices we make are good ones. But ultimately, we have to really think about them. And, you know, we have to reflect before we make those choices and kind of be able to move through them somehow, kind of glad that we did what we did, you know? And that's hopefully no regret kind of living that comes from prayer and making good decisions. Hey, here's Huey Lewis. This is called Couple Days Off.
I'm a human, I'm no machine.
part of the mourning of this time of year, I think, is the fact that the couple of days off business is sort of over. But I think that's not necessarily so, right? Because we have different times that we get the day off, the official day off. We have like the Columbus Day off and we have Veterans Day off. There are different things like that. But also there are opportunities to take these little mini vacations, right? Why can't Saturday be a day where we just take a little breather and read or just have a nice long cup of coffee in the morning and just enjoy yourself, you know, and relax? There are things about that kind of living, I think, that are very refreshing. Most of us work really hard during the week, right? And we put in lots and lots of hours, and there's something great about that. I mean, I think last couple of weeks I've been putting in 12 hours every day, easy. And there's something about that that you say, well, you know, you feel good. You feel satisfied. You say, yeah, this is important, right? Doing good things for people, that's a great thing. But also it's a great thing to be able to recharge. It's a great thing to be able to take a little time and say, all right, I got to build it up a little bit here. I got to ask the Lord to help me to get the energy I need to continue going on, especially in the creative world, right? Because if you're going to be creative, you need a little time to get creative, you know, a little place where you can kind of sit on a nest and, you know, hatch an egg. That's an important thing. That's thinking, that's praying, that's kind of mulling things over, and that makes a big difference. So, yeah, we need that in our lives. And the couple days off, well, the time of vacation might be over, but that doesn't mean we can't get a break. Can't mean, you know, find a little moment here and there to help ourselves to grow. That's going to be important. Hey, here's Tom Petty. This is called Change of Heart. Change of heart, yeah, means that we can always grow and we can always develop and change ourselves a little bit. Maybe part of this new beginning, maybe part of this September, is taking a look at a difficult relationship in our lives. You know, and saying, I'm going to make this better. I'm going to work on this relationship. It's going to be better than it was. I have to work on myself, not the other person. I'm going to work on myself. And it's going to be a better relationship because I took the time to make this better, you know? And I think there's something important about that. I think in our lives, somehow or another, we got to make things right, you know? And if there's somebody you haven't spoken to for a long time and you should be speaking to them, maybe this is the time to think about it, you know, to think about, like, what can I do to kind of make amends? What can I do to accept the person where they're at? What can I do to let go of the pain that they have inflicted on me and be able to move on? You know, it's not easy to do that. I agree with you. It's not easy to do that. But we need to pray for that every day, to ask God to help us to forgive and to have mercy so that we can really move on with our lives, you know, and that helps our hearts to change. And maybe this new time of year is the perfect time to do that. Hey, I'm Monsignor Jim. You're listening to Religion and Rock. We're talking about new beginnings in our life. Here's REM. Can't Get There From Here. Years ago, I was up in Boston, and I remember walking around, and then I got in my car, and I started driving. I needed to get to Quincy Market, right? And that's a big center in Boston. So I rolled down the window at a red light, and I said to a guy, hey, how do you get to Quincy Market from here? And he said, sorry, you can't get there from here. I was like, wait a minute. And I drove away. I said, thank you. I rolled up the window, and I said, wait a minute. You know what? You can get anywhere from anywhere, right? I mean, you could take the space shuttle and get to the moon. Like, well, I can't get the Quincy Market from here? That's like an interesting thing. You know, when you think about that in our lives, like sometimes we look at our lives and you say, well, this is unachievable. I can't do this. You know, it's going to be too hard for me, or I could never get this done. But it's an amazing ability humanity has. You know, God has given us tremendous gifts. We have an amazing toolbox given to us by God that we can get through some of the most unbelievably painful things and difficult things. And it's amazing to us. I mean, look at the people down in Texas right now and think about what they're going through every day. Think about the destruction and death and all of the displacement. It's an absolutely horrible thing. I mean, I feel so terrible for those people. And then I think back that a number of years ago with Sandy, and so many of us were deeply affected by Sandy, Katrina. Whenever this happens, you know, I think it's a reminder to us that we can get anywhere from where we are if we recognize that God is with us, even in the midst of the tremendous disaster in Texas. I mean, a 1,000-year storm, they're calling it. You can get through. You can get through with the help of other people. You can get through by taking it one day at a time. You can get through by relying on God's help. Amazing things can happen. So that's, I think, where we have to live and dwell in order to make sense out of that which is just purely nonsensical. You know, that's sort of what 9/11 is about, right? Totally nonsensical. How do we get there from here? It's just one day at a time. I think that's what matters. Here's Peter Gabriel, Sledgehammer.
This is the new stuff.
I go dancing.
We go dancing.
sometimes realities hit us like a ton of bricks, right? Like a sledgehammer on our head. And you just, wow, I can't believe that happened. You know, sometimes when you hear about somebody dying, it's sort of shocking to us. And, you know, it happens in our lives, even with older people, right? When we lose, I did the funeral of a grandmother a couple of weeks ago. She was like 93 years old. Her family was really very sad, you know? And you say to yourself, well, I can understand that, you know, because we love our grandparents. We love all of our family members. We never want to see them go. And there's never like, you know, an age where you say, well, look, they lived a long life. What the heck? You can't ever think like that because love is not like that. That, right? When we love people, we want them to be with us forever. No matter what the condition is, we want them to be with us forever. Even if they're struggling, we find some consolation knowing that they're not suffering or struggling anymore. But the other reality is we just hate to say goodbye. You know, and that ton of bricks is a hard thing to deal with. But that's part of, I think, what gives us new hope. This September kind of time of year gives us a little new hope and says, yeah, you know what? We're going to get through it a day at a time. We're going to get through it by working together. There's something great about that. Hey, here's Tom Cochran. This is called Life is a Highway.
Sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave heart, free lover's soul, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate, break down the guarded gate. There's not much time left today. Can't hold.
Well, as we say in the business, ain't that the truth, right? Life is a highway. It is the truth. And it's sometimes uphill, downhill. There's sometimes a lot of road work and construction, sometimes traffic, sometimes none. That's the reality of our lives, you know. But to recognize that on that highway, God is with us. And that's really what's going to change everything for us, to recognize that we're not alone, to recognize that we don't travel alone, but we travel with a God who loves us and cares for us and knows us by name. Believe that? That's crazy, but it's the truth. You think about what's said in Psalm 139, God knows every hair on our heads. They're counted. You know, and again, I've said that all the time, right? Some of us, it's a much shorter count for poor God than another. But the reality is that God does know us very intimately. That's what that psalm is trying to get across, to recognize that, yeah, in our lives, it's not always easy. But the reality is that God is with us. So on that highway of life, let's recognize that God is indeed with us, challenging us and loving us every day. Hey, here's Rush. This is called Finding My Way.
I'm
so encouraging when we see somebody finding their way through difficult times. We urge one another on, and I think that's part of the hope that we offer to each other any time of the year when we're getting through a tough time, you know, to live it well and to live it without kind of crying about it all the time, but living it bravely and faithfully. Amazing things happen. We inspire other people. We become an inspiration. Go figure, right? That's what God is calling us to. Here's Stevie Ray Vaughan. This is called Change It. Yep, change it. Well, you know, we have a tremendous ability to change things in our lives. Now, the one thing we can't change is our past, right? So that's something that we kind of have to live with and let go of, and we can reconcile with God. You know, that's what's great about the sacrament of reconciliation. You have this ability to go and to kind of make it good and be forgiven, which is an amazing thing, right? As a priest hearing confessions, I have to say it's the most humbling thing that I ever do is kind of stand there as that intermediary between a person and God. It's an incredible and very moving moment, you know, when people experience that tremendous forgiveness. But we can change so much of our future. We can change so much of our present, and that's that's where, you know, a new beginning like September has this opportunity for us to say, yeah, I'm going to live this a little differently. I'm going to look at this a little differently now. I'm not going to kind of get back to the same old ways. I'm going to break this habit. I'm not going to go back to the same old complaint. I'm going to try to move beyond it. Those kinds of things are great and they're possible in our lives, but that's part of what we have to do. So it's not about like living in regret for the past. It's not about living in a sense of really feeling bad about ourselves or guilty about our past. No, it's about letting go of the past, being forgiven for that, which we have done, perhaps whatever we've done that hurts other people or hurts somebody we love so much. The other reality, though, is like to make sure the future is good, make sure the present is good, and that's what's going to change everything in the long run. Here's Queen. This is called Spread Your Wings.
Sammy was low, just watching the show over and over again. Knew it was time.
Queen, this one reminds me of the old Semisonic song, you know, every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end. It's true, right? There's this new opportunity before us to spread our wings and to kind of open up to something exciting and new. And I think that's what we're kind of called to, is to take a look in our lives and say, well, you know what? It's going to be fall. It's going to be cold here in the Northeast somehow or another. And maybe where you live, it's not going to change up that much. But the reality is, it's a new time of year. So it's an opportunity for us to recognize God's strength in our lives and to kind of intensify that strength and presence by an ability to pray a little bit more. So maybe that's the thing, you know, we need to kind of let go of some old thing and kind of hang on to some new thing and make some plans, you know, make some plans to continue the fun. One of the things I was thinking about is I have a lot of good things coming up in the fall, like a lot of interesting things and fun things, and I'm going to be speaking at a lot of things, and that's kind of great. I think that's part of the excitement of this time of year, to recognize that, yeah, it's not the end of the summer as much as it's the beginning of the fall. It's all about how you look at it, I guess. And no regrets about the summer. Sure, of course, I'm with you. But can we recognize the great power that's coming before us, that great gift of the new season and what it means in our lives? That's what's going to make the difference in the end. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlahn, and it's engineered and produced by the man who's always a little new, Stephen Shaldone. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and don't forget, say a prayer.